This is Ian Griffin with another edition of Professionally Speaking and a ProTrack Profile. I'm here with Paul Larson at the ProTrack Saturday meetings. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell me about your interest in professional speaking and what focus area you have.
Absolutely. So currently, as a coach consultant, I've noticed in my life how people are not necessarily as engaged with their lives. And I think as I go through my existence, I love to be able to bring commitment and engagement to people. So what I try to do is get people to think more like a traveler versus a tourist. So a lot of people love to travel. We all like to go places, experience new things. And a lot of times, though, as a tourist, we get on the bus, somebody else drives the bus, somebody completes the itinerary for us, our meals are provided, and are we really experiencing the places we're going to? We're just checking it off the list. Mm-hmm. And I like to bring that and apply it to how people live their lives. Are you actually experiencing your life, or are you just checking things off the list? Mm-hmm. A traveler, as we experience as we experience traveling, a true traveler gets out there, explores their community, sits in the park, watches people, eats the local food, talks to the people in the local communities, and really, really experiences life. Yeah. So I try to get out of the tourist mindset and get people and teams working much more towards the traveler mindset.
Wow, that's a strong analogy, and it also sounds like is that what a lot of the content of your coaching is built around? Do you actually travel a lot yourself now?
Yeah, so absolutely. So I love to travel myself, and that's hence why I love to be able to show the differences between being a tourist and a traveler. But it's a mindset more than it is a physical location. So it's not necessarily something that you always have to travel. I give the example of my sister. Was a wonderful person and recently just passed, and she leaves a wonderful, wonderful legacy. She was a true traveler, loved life, experienced life, raised 7 wonderful kids, and just was a wonderful, true, passionate, engaged person in life, never left the country. Mm-hmm. Never left the country. So her mindset was all about traveling. What I do is I bring with leaders and teams, people at all levels and organizations, and actually all capacities in life, I try to get them to kind of burst out of their bubble. So the model I use to move from tourist to traveler is to actually burst your bubble, which is to break your old habits and routines, uncover your strengths and weaknesses, reach for new insights and new influences, just like a traveler would, seize those new behaviors and skills, and then transform yourself from a tourist to a traveler, hence burst.
Yeah, that's great. And if people want to find out more about what you do, how to get a hold of you, is there a website they would go to?
Absolutely. The website would be www.paulnlarsen.com.
Great. Okay. And so you've been working how long? Has this been a passion of yours?
So it's been a passion of mine. I've been passionate about it, Ian, for probably my whole life. But it's taken me the last few years. I was actually a traveler stuck in a tourist body. Mm-hmm. So it took me the last 2 years to leave the corporate world, go out on my own, kind of burst my bubble, so to speak, and really get out there and do it and really experience and engage with life. So I've been really committed to this the last couple of years.
Well, that's great. And now you've been in ProTrack for almost a year now. What have you found the value of ProTrack's been?
So I think the value of ProTrack in any type of community like this is it builds a learning community, and it builds the skills and capabilities. So you're not alone. As you go out and build your business, in this case, we're building our business as a speaker. We're developing our skills, and we're looking for new insights and new influences. So this has burst my bubble about what I can do and how I can become a more professional and proficient speaker, at the same time help people, and help the community of speakers as we learn from each other. So it helps build that community.
Well, fantastic. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Great. Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it.